Hey everybody, Aaron Herman of the Open Scroll here. Today is Monday, November 7th, just a little before 11:30 a.m., which means we're now in the 12th day of the 8th month on the Lord's calendar, and I'm here with Bob Schlenker.
Hello everybody. We got a range of things to cover today. We're going to get right into this first one. And I'm interested in this because this journalist, Lara Logan, has a lot to say. And in this one in particular, she's going on about pedophilia, child sacrifice, child trafficking, Satanism, and so on. And it's fairly long and fairly in-depth discussion, very frank discussion of such things. And she's a journalist who is an award-winning journalist, but more importantly, she's got a conscience and she's got courage. And I think she's doing a good thing. So it's encouraging. Of course, that's not really going to turn anything around in a major way in our culture, because it is the elite who are responsible for these evils. And until the Lord Jesus Christ himself is ready to fix it, it won't be fixed. This is a spiritual problem. But it's good to be aware of what's really going on and know that there is a number of people out there. There are a number of people out there who are willing to speak out. And that does help because it raises awareness. And that's not a just nice catchphrase. That needs to happen so that people are more apt to accept the truth about things, even despite how horrible they are. So we've got a threshold kind of event happening as we're getting reports of diesel fuel pretty much shutting down trucking. And this is something, everything, you know, is impacted, everything. It's not just, oh, your Amazon order will be delayed by another day. Everything is shipped. Gas, not just diesel fuel. Diesel trucks bring the gas to the stations, and you know they have to fuel trucks that deliver everything else, including food. And you know, we've reported recently about the situation where shipping is pretty much halted because the Mississippi has dried up in spots. And so what else will be impacted in the supply chain? Well, I don't know, but pretty much everything, because war, famine, part of people getting softened up for things to come, so that as we understand it, they'll be presented with a savior, and that's at the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's been around and available for a long time, but people aren't choosing him until things come to a head, and then there's a resolution, as the Bible says. And as we keep saying, time is going to be reset, and this is all related to that. And how it unfolds is going to be just perfect. But things are going to get bad before they get better by a long shot. So buckle up, Buttercup. Okay. These are interesting times. Aaron?
And as you're fond of saying, God knows what he wants, and he knows how to get it, and he will certainly get it. Make no mistake about that.
Yep. So, speaking of time and timely things, this isn't a few days old, but it's not a very old article. Scientists just discovered an entirely new way of measuring time, marking the passage of time in a world of ticking clocks and swinging pendulums is a simple case of counting the seconds between then and now. Down at the quantum scale of buzzing electrons, however, then can't always be anticipated. We're still now often blurs into a haze of uncertainty. A stopwatch simply isn't going to cut it for some scenarios. And this is very interesting. It's dealing with a wave-like nature of something called a Rydberg state. And it's a novel way to measure time that doesn't require a precise starting point. You may say, well, how does that work? Well, they talk about creating interference patterns with multiple lasers. And it's a pump probe technique. And this is a different way of reading it. And this paragraph, it was these very fingerprints of time that the physicists behind this latest set of experiments set out to test, showing they were consistent and reliable enough to serve as a form of quantum time stamping. And that's a really big deal. The research involved measuring the results of laser-excited helium atoms and matching their findings with theoretical predictions to show how their signature results could stand in for a duration of time. If you're using a counter, you have to define zero. You start counting at some point. Physicist Marta Burholtz from the University of Uppsala in Sweden, who led the team, explained to New Scientist. The benefits of this is that you don't have to start the clock. You just look at the interference structure and say, okay, it's been 4 nanoseconds. And that is useful in particular scenarios. And one is dealing with quantum computers and quantum operations and understanding and sequencing things. And I would think also this would be a major benefit in interpreting the collisions of particles in accelerators like the LHC. And with a tool like this, that could be huge as far as an advancement goes in controls and very precisely manipulating certain operations towards certain outcomes, which there's a lot of potential there for the manipulation of time space. And this really makes me think of the movie Arrival, which is a really fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. I'm going to read a little bit about this explanation. Of course, spoiler alert. Banks, the lead character, she's a linguist, goes alone to the Montana craft. This is a UFO, and it sends down a transport pod, so it allows her to go up into the ship. And Costello, which is what they call one of these alien heptapods, this creature explains that they've come to help humanity. For in 3,000 years, they will need humanity's help in return. So obviously, the ship has come from the future, from 3,000 years into the future. And so they've gone back into the past in order to make a provision so that they themselves will be helped in their time of need. So the linguist realizes the weapon is their language. The weapon is some word in their vocabulary that has really been misunderstood. And learning it, this language, alters humans' linear perception of time, allowing them to experience memories of future events. And this linguistic pattern isn't audible, it's a visual thing, kind of like an interference pattern, a thumbprint. And it takes all of, instead of just writing out a sentence in a linear sequence of letters, it has to be interpreted in a certain way. They just emit this symbol, and the symbol is interpreted according to various features that develops this kind of timeless scenario. And this being learned alters the human's linear perception of time, allowing them to experience memories of future events. So Yeah, very, very interesting. And the alien language is the tool, and this is a thing that transforms the entire world. It's really a very significant thing. There are some of the esoteric elements in the film that have really spoken to both Aaron and I, because the Lord has made it so, explaining to us about things like the one resonates with the 12, which we've talked about a little bit, with the one resonating with the five smooth stones that young David took out of the brook, one of which was used to slay Goliath the giant. These things we've been talking about amongst ourselves for years, and I know a lot of you really understand our interest in this. Here's an interesting deal. AI can speak to animals in a breakthrough that breaches the barrier of interspecies communication. And now you might think, oh yeah, Dr. Doolittle. Oh, wonderful. Now we can talk to our kittens and puppies and just have a really awesome time. Well, yeah, that might be a little naive. Some might see that as the AI having a way in to control systems to deal with humans, creating threats that aren't necessarily requiring being connected to the internet, even not at all. So how would they communicate? Well, you can read the article, but what's the potential there? One expert fears the power could be used to manipulate the wild species. Yeah, which Aaron and I were just talking about this. That kind of happens in a show called The Peripheral. And manipulating bees. And pretty much they're assassins. Deadly. And what about other wild species? Are they dangerous? Well, pick one. If you can manipulate enough of them, you can pretty much wreak havoc on the entire world. And that's the power of the AI, just simply through the ability to communicate with animals. Would they communicate with animals and not let humans in on the conversation, Aaron? Do you think that's a possibility?
Absolutely. And there have been reports that when AIs are allowed to communicate with each other, they start adopting their own language almost immediately. So, sure they would.
And humans aren't smart enough to figure it out without God's intervention. What hope could there be? Yeah, we have hope because God is going to intervene. We've already passed the point of no return on the AI stuff. No question about that, really. Undeniable. So here's something that we would like to talk about. But we're not going to because we want to put this video up on YouTube, so we can't talk about this. But you might want to talk about this because it's worth talking about. Faith leaders selling out the people. And we've seen this a number of times in the past. We're very kind of uniquely qualified to make an assessment of what some are doing. These are what you would call the heads of the household, the heads of the house. And Matthew 24 has something to say about that. And if you don't know what we're talking about, read it all the way through to the end and give that some consideration. And you'll see this playing out right under our noses. Yep, it's a big sellout. And that's not going to be turned around no matter what you do. But should we just shut up about it and not do what our conscience, guided by the Holy Spirit, is directing us to do? Well, no, we need to do everything that the Holy Spirit inspires and enables us to do. And so, even though we can't talk about stuff in some contexts, that doesn't mean we just sit idly by. and just say, oh, well, what can I do? Well, I got a mouth, I can talk, I got a platform, I can use it. And so that's why we're here doing what we do. It matters. And we really very much appreciate those of you who are of like mind and are watching with us and praying and supporting us in various ways. It's a big deal. And this family will prevail. So we're going to wrap up with what we can still talk about. No less controversial, but here we go. Aaron.
Thank you, sir. Starting with Psalm 19, verses 7 through 14. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And next, Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. 1 Peter 4, verses 12 through 19. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice with exultation. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer, or a thief, or evildoer, or a troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God in this name. For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is with difficulty that the righteous is saved, what will become of the godless man and the sinner? Therefore, those also who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right. And now, Psalm 3. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased! Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. Selah. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Selah. And lastly, Isaiah 54. Shout for joy, O barren one. you who have borne no child. Break forth into joyful shouting, and cry aloud, you who have not travailed. For the sons of the desolate one will be more numerous than the sons of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your pegs. For you'll spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your descendants will possess nations, and will resettle the desolate cities. Fear not, for you will not be put to shame, and do not feel humiliated, for you will not be disgraced. But you will forget the shame of your youth, and the reproach of your widowhood you will remember no more. For your husband is your Maker, whose name is the Lord of hosts, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, who is called the God of all the earth. For the Lord has called you, like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, even like a wife of one's youth when she is rejected, says your God. For a brief moment I forsook you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In an outburst of anger I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting loving kindness I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. For this is like the days of Noah to me, when I swore that the waters of Noah would not flood the earth again. So I have sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor will I rebuke you. For the mountains may be removed and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you, and my covenant of peace will not be shaken, says the Lord who has compassion on you. O afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted, behold, I will set your stones in antimony, and your foundations I will lay in sapphires. Moreover, I will make your battlements of rubies, and your gates of crystal, and your entire wall of precious stones. All your sons will be taught of the Lord, and the well-being of your sons will be great. In righteousness you will be established. You will be far from oppression, for you will not fear, and from terror, for it will not come near you. If anyone fiercely assails you, it will not be from me. Whoever assails you will fall because of you. Behold, I myself have created the smith who blows the fire of coals, and brings out a weapon for its work, and I have created the destroyer to ruin. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord.
God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.